102.7. That's Kiss FM. The Kid Leroy and Justin Bieber. Seacrest with you. So tickets to our sold-out Jingle Ball presented by Capital One are minutes away. Single-digit minutes away here. Interesting, Tanya. This was an easy one for me to give a think on. Our trending report, and Tanya says, and she'll give us the story why this came up, but she said, are you a cold turkey breaker-upper or a you dip by dip we dipper? Dip back in, breaker-upper.
You dip, I dip, we dip. You put your hand up on my hip, and I dip, you dip. Wow, what a great throwback.
I dip. You know that. I dip for years.
So do you want to know who you're like?
Well, wait a minute. Let me think about it. Okay, I've given it some thought. I don't know.
Kristen Cavallari.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. So let me tell you. She is a dip in, dip out kind of gal herself. So she admitted that she and Jay Cutler went on a couple dates after filing for divorce. So they were married for 7 years. They have 3 kids together. And she said that after they filed for divorce, they went on a couple dates just to make sure. And she realized that she made the right decision, that it was fully the right decision, and continued on. But I respect the fact that they filed for divorce and she wanted to make sure she was 100% making the right decision. So she went on a couple of dates, but I think it just depends on the type of person that you are, you know, because I think it can give you false hope.
Well, it's interesting because do you, after you go through, and I don't know what really happened. I think you told me once in a trending report what was reported between them, but who knows? Anyway, you file for it and you want to go back and just double, triple down check that you're on the right page. And of course, sounds like she was on the right page.
But you know what's interesting that she also said is that she comes from divorced parents, and she didn't want her kids growing up thinking that her relationship that she and Jay had was a good relationship. And she said she saw her mom remarry and have a thriving relationship, and she wanted her kids to see her in a happy, healthy one.
And she's in one now? Now? She's in a happy, healthy
single.
One?
She's single. She's currently single.
You know, you said she went back out on a date or dates. See, right. I think when I've referred to dip, or others have referred to you dip, I dip, we dip, it's like, you know, hey, you know what? Comfort.
Right, like the Sunday blues.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to articulate. Comfort, and, you know, you've been there before, right? And you both are in the same place. And just, I think you call it a no strings dip.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that a movie with Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis?
It was.
No Strings Dipping.
Ashton Kutcher and Natalie Portman.
Yeah, No Strings Dipping.
Yeah, it was Mila Kunis and Justin Timberlake that did that other movie.
No Strings Attached. Yeah, that's right. And who was in that one? Justin Timberlake and
Mila.
Mila Kunis.
No, that's
Friends with Benefits. Yeah. Okay. No Strings Attached. Natalie Portman and Jake Gyllenhaal. Ashton Kutcher and Natalie Portman were in No Strings Attached.
Yes.
What was
but
Justin,
the movies are basically the same thing, so you're on the
Justin
right track.
But wasn't Justin Bieber and Mila Kunis in one?
Timberlake.
Justin Timberlake. Yes, Patty?
Friends with Benefits, I think you're talking about.
Yes, we just determined that. Starring whom?
Justin and Mila.
Yes. No Strings Attached is Natalie Portman and Ashton Kutcher.
And who sang the dip song?
Don't know.
Justin Timberlake.
No. When I dip, you dip, we dip.
We dip. I put my hand up on your hip. When I dip, you dip, we dip.
I put my hand up on your hip. When I dip, you dip, we dip. You put your hand up on my hip. When you dip, I dip, we dip. And that is by Freak Nasty.
Wow.
Come on, next. Kiss FM's Jingle Ball presented by Capital One is sold out. I have your tickets.